When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him. My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham. For I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make your nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you, throughout the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God. God also said to Abraham, on your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents and the judgments he has uttered. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You're not yet 50 years old, and yet you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, here is where Jesus explicitly says that he is God. I remember years ago, many, 40, 45 years ago, I'm with my grandmother, and my grandmother says, "You know, Larry, I do know that Jesus never claimed to be God." And I go, "Oh, Graham, he explicitly claimed to be God. This is John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 58. Before Abraham ever came to be, I am." That's the word Yahweh. That's why they were going to stone him, because he who is only a man, they thought, claimed to be God. But what does that mean for us? When God reveals himself to Moses, he says, and Moses says, "What is your name?" God says, "I am who am. And I am with you." And my old spiritual director, God rest him, he used to quote that all the time to me. "I am with you. I am with you." So Jesus, who is God, the incarnate God, is more than just with us spiritually. He becomes one of us. You know, St. Maximus of the Maximus Confessor says, when Jesus became man, when divinity took on humanity, humanity took on divinity. That means that we're transformed. That means that God lives inside of us. That the I am God, the one who created all the universe, the one who holds all things in the palm of his hand, lives in you. That's the promise. He lives in you. And this I am promises us that we will not see death. Now again, how can we say we won't see death? There's people around us dying all the time. And that's what they said to him. But he means eternal death. We will live forever. That's the promise. And if we always look at things from that perspective, from the perspective of eternity, it makes all the difference. 100 billion years from now, we're going to be alive. And we're going to look back at this time and say, remember when the whole world struggled? And I say, distant memory. I can't remember. So keep your eyes on Jesus. And keep your eyes on eternity. The great I am is with you. You are never alone. He lives inside of you. That's his promise. And that's what should give all of us great hope. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.